It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Piggy the Pig, it's time for our show, and I'm Piggy the Pig, and I'm here with my friend Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky, how's Pinky?
I'm thoroughly terrific, because today is thoroughly terrific 7-Minute Thursday.
Yes, it is.
How are you, Mildred?
Thoroughly terrific.
Well, yeah, and you know today's Dolly Parton's birthday. She's 77 years old today.
Yeah, what a talent, huh?
Yeah, we did a podcast on Dolly Parton. What was that episode, Mildred, please?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, anyway. But I was wondering about the word bittersweet.
Ah, bittersweet, sure. Are you speaking literally or figuratively?
Huh?
Well, literally, when you say bittersweet, and you're using the words literally in literature, the actual words, the definitions, they are the tastes that are recognized by the tongue. There's bitter, and then there's sweet.
I am bitter. And then there's sweet. Yeah, like chocolate, but I'm not allowed to have chocolate.
No, but humans can have chocolate.
Yeah, but Lady Lynette likes the bitter chocolate.
Right, because it's closer to the natural roasted seed, the cacao kernel. And then depending on how much sugar or other sweeteners you add to it, because there is bitter chocolate.
Yeah, and it's original cacao. I could probably have that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but the tongue that figures out the bitter or the sweet.
Right, and it was once believed that on the human tongue, different sections of the tongue recognized the different flavors, where the very tip of the tongue that recognized the sweet, and the back center was the bitter, the back sides recognized sour, and then the front sides the salty tastes. But now the scientists, they think differently. They believe that the entire tongue, all the taste buds, can recognize and communicate to the brain all the different sensations of taste.
Yeah. And but what's the difference between bitter and sour?
Yeah, well, they're similar. Bitter is more intense with like really sharp and pungent flavor, where sour is just, it's kind of acidic. You can taste the acidic properties.
Yeah, like a citric acid, like in the sour lemon or grapefruit.
All right.
Yeah. And then that's it?
Well, and then there's savory.
Savory. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And then salty, of course. Arg.
Pinky. But then when we speak of bittersweet figuratively, that's different. An example would be like a mother is watching her two sons play football, but they're on the opposite teams. And so no matter who wins, it's going to be bittersweet because one's going to win and the other's going to lose.
Yeah, that's bittersweet.
Right, and then like sometimes like a relationship, you know, people are together for a long time, but they're just unhappy. It's unhappy, so they go their separate ways. And there was all that bitterness that built up. And of course, there was sweetness along the way, but they have to separate. And so it's bittersweet.
Yeah, that's never fun.
No.
No, I get it. I get the bittersweet. I know a perfect another example. Okay, Penelope's friend Matilda.
Okay.
She used to live right around the corner in Penelope, and she used to play together all the time.
Right.
And then she moved away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but the sweet part is she went to her new house, and she lives on this big property, and now she has a horse.
Ah, there you go, bittersweet.
Yeah, bittersweet.
All right, Pinky, we have time for a poem today. Carol reminded us that we need to keep up on the poetry in the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Carol.
Okay, bittersweet. This was written by Lori Goyen, and she says, "The soul yearns for moments gone. The heart forever holds fast, wistfully longing for those places in time that can't last. The children are grown. The parents are aging. The mirror reflects that our youth is fast fading. Tender our hearts for the loved ones who have passed. Reminiscent, we pine for lost time to come back. Tears cleanse the spirit, and the sadness soon fades as we live in the present where new memories are made."
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I choose to live in the present moment and be happy and bright and shiny and make my vibration bright and shiny and happy and sweet. Not focus on the bitter.
Yeah, you have to let that go.
Yeah, let that go. Don't give that any energy. You waste your energy.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to waste my energy.
Nor I. Okay, Mildred, we'll talk real soon.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.